Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist said, "After me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry." One could never forget meeting John the Baptist. His clothing was unusual. His message was unparalleled. Even the place where he carried out his work was unorthodox. Yet, even though everything in his life called attention to him, he would be the first to say, "It's not about me." John freely confessed everything he did and said was about the one who would come after him. This one would be the promised one. This one would be the powerful one. This one would be the one to follow. I need to take John's message seriously. It's easy to think everything should be about me. People should pay attention to my schedule, my accomplishments, as well as my likes and dislikes. Unfortunately, this self-centered attitude also makes its way into my relationship with the Lord. I think that God should see me the way I see myself. He should love me the way I am. He should even accept my attitude and good intentions for what they seem to be. The problem is, it's not about me. If it were, I would be doomed to eternal punishment. The truth is, there is nothing I could ever do to stand in the presence of the one who is more powerful than I. This is why John's message is so necessary and so precious. It leads me to look away from myself and look to the Savior God provided. In Jesus, God's Son who came into the world, I find perfection for my imperfection. I find unqualified obedience for my questionable intentions. I even find humble submission for my self-serving and selfish ways. John's message is clear, and it is what I need to hear. My life here, and my hope of life in heaven, has everything to do with Jesus and his precious work. And honestly, I am thankful it's not about me, because Jesus is the one God the Father sent into the world to save me. O gracious God and Father, I thank you for the promise you gave concerning your Son. Help me look past my selfishness and self-centered ways to see the unselfish and undeserved love of Jesus my Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.